You're listening to the audio production of Language That Leads, Communication Strategies That Inspire and Engage by Kasia Wazowski, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Jill Blackwood. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
Forward. A leader's communication has ripple effects throughout an entire organization and can be the deciding factor between the success or failure of even the largest companies. No matter our jobs, we all face situations in life and work when we are called upon to lead. And when those moments happen, our communication style becomes more critical than ever. I believe every effective leader needs to learn fluency in the language of leadership. Leaders who speak this language not only have a positive impact on others, they also elevate the way everyone in their organization communicates with one another, resulting in better understanding, less resentment, and drastically improved results. My friend Alan Mulally understood this. Alan took over as the CEO of Ford Motor Company in 2006 at a time when the company was losing billions and the stock price was plummeting. Alan's turnaround of the company is regarded as one of the great corporate success stories of our time, and it began with communication. Alan deployed a no-defects approach to communication, insisting on politeness and treating others with respect and consideration at all times with no exceptions. If a cell phone was used during a meeting, the meeting was stopped. If someone made a sarcastic remark, that behavior was quickly corrected. The intervention began at the top, and Alan ensured it was witnessed by people at the company at all levels. By modeling considerate communication, the entire corporate culture changed, and success followed in its wake. Leaders need to be especially sensitive to their communication because their position of authority means that even the smallest verbal or nonverbal cues can have enormous impact on their staff. For example, I often caution leaders against using the word but because this three-letter, one-syllable word can have a disproportionately destructive impact on the results of your communication. When the word but follows positive feedback, it tends
Sample complete. Ready to continue?